Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ringside Chaos, the greatest pro wrestling podcast in the world today. The only pro wrestling podcast where pro wrestling is discussed religiously, passionately, and most of all, in the most sophisticated and educated way. Ladies and gentlemen, let's finally welcome back to the show, Mark freaking Braverman. Mark, what's going on, sir?
I'm good, Alex, and thank you for letting me take the week off. I actually needed it.
Well, absolutely. And as you know, this episode, much like every episode that you are a part of, they're all dedicated to the memory of your younger brother, Jeff.
Thank you. We do miss him terribly.
Absolutely. Mark, I called you in today because this is an episode that honestly came to me out of nowhere. Because apparently Goldberg has taken exception to the fact that Asuka broke his undefeated streak.
Well, there are two sides of the coin to this, as we discussed before we went on the air with this. The first side of the coin is that Goldberg had a much harder run. He had to go through Scott Hall, the He Rest, Bam Bam Bigelow, Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, Haku, some other Hall of Famers were on the list. The Big Show, Paul White, and the Giant in the old WCW. Hulk Hogan himself. Sting. So you're talking about that list had 170 some odd names on it, supposedly. We'll get to that in a second. And more than half of them are now WWE Hall of Famers, if not in other companies. On the other side of the coin, we don't exactly know how long that list was.
Mm-hmm.
Because what most people don't know is that Mike Tenay was told by Eric Bischoff, or what I call another couple of names which we want to say on the air, he was told to embellish it a little bit. Because if you remember one episode, Goldberg was at 94-0 or 93-0, and the next Monday Night Raw, somehow he was 99-0. So where did the extra six matches come from? Now you could say Saturday night, you could say house shows, we don't know. So either way, both are very impressive wins for both wrestlers here.
I mean, keep in mind, I was not a WCW guy as a kid, but see, a lot of people said, like, I think Jericho himself said, like, one time, one week, he's 24-0. Then the next week, he's 38-0, like that. So, I mean, even if he was doing house shows, is he really going to have that many matches in a week? I mean, to go from 24 to 38?
I don't know. But like I said, Bischoff was told, because they were losing the Monday Night, because they started to see more improvement in WWE, on the other side in WWE, and starting to get long ratings, they were told in the announcer's booth, embellish the record a little bit more. So, okay. And by the time he lost to Nash, which he shouldn't have, that's a whole different monster, they said it was 173-1 by the time that he got to Starrcade 98. That's a lot of matches to have in one year. So, I don't know anybody who's wrestled 175 matches in one year, but whatever.
Like you said, they had to embellish it, but
they did a lot. I agree with you.
You see, Goldberg took it to exception so far that the comments he made specifically about Asuka, I would say he went a little too far. First of all, by saying a girl broke my streak, and then he mentioned, you know, said, I quote, some Japanese girl. I mean, come on, seriously? Look, I get it. I mean, Goldberg right now is very upset with WWE because when his contract expired, in the last couple of months or so, he mentions that he has a very sour relationship with Vince McMahon. He's always not been on good terms with Triple H. That goes back to, you know, 2003 when he arrived. So we don't know what the deal is here between WWE and Goldberg. But it seems that a lot of people have a problem with Goldberg, including Bret Hart, who still to this day is upset because of what happened back in 1999.
At Starrcade 99, yeah, I remember that match very, very well. Goldberg claims it was an accident. Bret Hart claims it wasn't. I don't know. I wasn't in the ring. I wasn't there to watch it on TV. Did Goldberg connect? Yeah, he did. How did he connect? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I mean, Goldberg has apologized many, many times. And yeah. Look, I'll be honest with you, Goldberg, not the best worker, definitely not the worst. A lot of people have been very critical of his in-ring ability as well as his mic skills. All I will say is this. He's had great matches. He's had some bad matches. That's how it goes in pro wrestling, just like one of my favorite female wrestlers of all time, Asuka. I'm going to be honest with you. Asuka has had a hell of a career even before she arrived in WWE. She was already a legend in Japan, all right? And she is extremely tough. Because I'm going to tell you a little something, Mark, that you probably didn't know. Well, let me ask you, do you know who Minoru Suzuki is?
I've heard the name, but I've never seen her wrestle.
Well, he's actually a guy.
Okay.
Minoru Suzuki is a long-time Japanese wrestler, a legitimate tough dude. I believe, you know, he's 55 now. I think his nickname is he's the murderous grandpa or something like that. I mean, he does look like a grandpa that can kill you with his bare hands. But Minoru Suzuki is legitimately tough, much like the usual Japanese wrestler, because Japanese wrestlers are legitimately tough. It's the strong style. One time in Japan, Asuka, who was the producer and booker for a show, she competed in a mixed tag team match, and she was going up against the team of Minoru Suzuki and whoever it was. In that match, she instructed Suzuki to legitimately beat her up, because he did. He gave her a vicious headbutt and then gave her several stiff blows to the head. But what I'm stressing to you, Mark, is that Asuka requested it. She asked him. She said, "Minoru, do not take it easy on me." So, see, this goes. Now, what does that do with all this? I mean, it's to show that Asuka has gone far beyond the point where she's earned her respect.
No doubt. Look at the matches that she had. Look at the titles that she's won. She has won the Raw title. She's won the SmackDown title. She's won the Royal Rumble. She's defeated some of the best and the best in the business, including my personal favorite, Bayley. They've had some matches. She beat Sasha Banks in an incredible match. She's beaten every member of the Four Horsewomen, which is very few people can say that they've done that. She's had some tag team wars. She's currently one half of the tag team champions in WWE, the Kabuki Warriors, and Japanese wrestlers are legitimately tough. I'm not going to deny that. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen them come to Ring of Honor.
You see them in AEW. I mean, you see when Asuka arrived in WWE, I think in 2015. You know, I'm ashamed to admit this. I had no idea who she was when she first arrived. But when I watched more of her matches, her winning streak it went until 2018, where she unfortunately lost to Charlotte at WrestleMania 34, which complete bullshit. Asuka should have won. I don't care what anybody says. Asuka should have won. Backstage politics was involved. Mark, I think we can agree on this because I'm sure that you've brought it before in this particular match. Look,
I actually was rooting for Charlotte at the time because I didn't know what deal Asuka was.
Well, Asuka had been in WWE for 3 years. But, this was in 2018, but...
But then again,
right?
My loyalty is to the horsemen and the horsewomen. But it was an incredible match. I mean, let's be honest here. They stole that card.
They did, but...
they stole that show. Was politics involved? Obviously. I'll agree with you there. But I still think it was one of her best matches. I still think it was one of Charlotte's best matches. And the rematch Asuka won, so...
I mean, if I'm correct, I believe Asuka still holds the record for the longest reigning NXT Women's Championship reign at 510 days.
I'm not sure about that. I think Mandy Rose might have broken that record. I don't know.
Probably.
I doubt it, but she might have since she held on the belt forever. And honestly, she wasn't that great of a champion either. So Mandy Rose. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean,
I never saw the attraction, huh?
I mean, Asuka never really lost the belt. She had to forfeit it because she broke her collarbone.
Up, right, she had to forfeit it.
Right.
So she went undefeated for nearly 2.5 years.
I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is about Asuka. Where do I start about how am I a huge fan of her? I mean, her character is one thing, her charisma, her wrestling ability, her passion, her love, her knowledge, her desire. She has everything, man.
And she's better as a heel, let's be honest here. And she's a better heel.
She's a better heel, and her character right now, like, you notice, I think last year when she, at the 2023 Royal Rumble, when she returned, you notice her character was different.
Mm-hmm.
This what she's doing right now, it's much, much similarity to her character from Japan. Except in Japan, she wasn't known as Asuka. She was known as Kana.
Just Kana, yes.
During that match, with that infamous match with Minoru Suzuki, when he legitimately, I mean, once again, it was at her request. Mark, if you, I can send you the video, and I got to warn you, it's, you're gonna be like, holy smokes. But again, it was all at Asuka's request, because honestly, I would never doubt the fact that she's tough, but I kind of feel like she did it all that just to prove a point. But I'm telling you, Minoru Suzuki, man, even to this day, he may be 55. I think Minoru Suzuki, much like Antonio Inoki, is probably going to go forever to wrestle and just not going to show signs of slowing down anytime soon. For those of you who don't know, Minoru Suzuki has been a freelancer for a while. I think because he's so popular like that, he's better off being a freelancer. He's wrestled all over the world. But, man, I would say, like, if you don't know who he is, you might want to look it up. That guy is tough.
Like I said, I've heard the name, but I've never seen him wrestle.
Oh, tell you what, I think later today, if I can find the link on YouTube, I'm going to send it to you, Mark. And Mark, be advised, you may be blown out of the water. But
sure.
Now, go back to this whole streak. Look, I'll be honest with you. Look, I got nothing against Goldberg, despite the fact that a lot of people like to rip him a new one. Again, Goldberg had great matches. He's had some bad ones, but that's pro wrestling. Asuka's been in that situation. Bayley, name it. Even Becky Lynch. Everybody's had bad matches. Sometimes it's not because of the wrestler itself. It's because of how the creative writes the match, how they produce it.
I'm going to disagree with you on one thing. It's not only how they write the match, it's also who your opponent is.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much you can do when you have a bad opponent.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if I put Bayley against Alexa Bliss, it's a 5-star match. But if I put Bayley against, let's say, Nia Jax, it's a 1.5. I just can't wrestle. If I put Asuka and Bayley in the ring, it's a 5-star.
Right.
Okay, now let's say we put Asuka against somebody who cannot wrestle. It's 2.5. It's a 1.5 to 2 match.
I want to ask you Bianca Belair, right? Because I know that you're very, very critical of Bianca.
I'm not a fan of her. No, she does 4 moves and somehow still wins. So I'm not really a fan of Bianca Belair either.
Honest, I think she's headed for a heel turn. I think this time for real.
She needs to go heel. She needs to stay heel. Her fan base is gone. And first of all, fan base was never there, number one. Second of all, she can't wrestle. Third of all, she's terrible on the mic. So that's just me. I'm not a fan of her.
So much for being EST, but
no. And will people please realize that EST means established? That's all right. That it means.
Right.
It means established. It doesn't mean anything else. I don't know. Maybe she thought it sounded cool, but EST means established. Star Wars EST 1977. Does that mean we have to go around saying the stories is the EST? All right. EST is just established. I don't particularly care for mic skills. I don't think she can wrestle very well, but that's just me.
But right.
Again, your dancing partner has to work.
Mm-hmm.
So you took, like, say guys like to get hit a lot. Andre loved to get beat up. Blade Andre and John, you just tell people, why don't you go on the ring and hit me as hard as you can.
To make it look as real as can be.
Absolutely. But we're getting off topic here. Goldberg did have some great matches. I mean, he really did. He wrestled Kurt Hennig, phenomenal. Hogan Nitro, phenomenal. He won the Battle Royal at Road Wild at one of the Road Wilds when he picked up that big giant 500 some odd pounds, turned them over. Amazing maneuver. He's also had some bad ones, but A lot of one WWE, I'll be honest with you. But WWE didn't know what to do with him. That's the problem. They didn't understand that what they had was a sort of monster who could not go 12, 14, 20 minutes.
And you're talking about back in 2003, right?
Yes, I'm talking about 2003 until when he finally retired. Goldberg's biggest thing was, he go into the ring, he hit you once, he hit you twice, he suplex you, he jackhammer you, he's back in the show in less than 10 minutes. And the crowd loved it. Okay, that worked. So leave it at that formula. Why change something that worked? Asuka can go 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She can go. I would love to see her in an Iron Woman's match. Pick a wrestler. She can do it. Goldberg can't do that. It's the difference between the two. As for him slamming cut, that's something I don't think he should be doing. And particularly the fact that once she's a woman, until she is a minority, in this country at least. And being the fact that he's a member of a minority, and I'm in the same one as he is, there's no reason for anybody in our minority to say something that hateful. It's unnecessary, and it's silly of him,
right? I mean,
because of what we went through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's obnoxious and silly of him to say that. Records need to be broken. How many hockey records have been broken already?
A lot.
Right. Does Gretzky go out and say, oh, Ovechkin recently broke his empty net record? Does Gretzky go out and say, I hate Ovechkin, notice? No. He congratulated him at the next time they saw each other. When Gretzky broke Gordie Howe's record, same thing. They shook hands. In football, your sport, how many records of Pele have fallen already?
A lot. I mean,
right.
See, and the point is, it's not like your name's not in the history books once a record gets broken. It's still there.
Of course.
It's going to say, well, he had it first and then he broke it. It's not like it's going anywhere. It's not like credibility. I mean, it's not like your credibility is going away. I mean, you see, look, if Goldberg just personally said, well, nothing against Asuka, but I just don't agree with it, I would be like, okay, that's his opinion. He's entitled to it. But
absolutely.
The words that he used, I'm like, come on, man, seriously. You don't have to, okay, first of all, don't say, like, don't refer to her as just some Japanese girl. Her name's Asuka. And then he did mention her name, man, her name's Asuka, but still, you don't have to use the words just some Japanese girl and say, oh, some girl broke my streak, you know, seriously. It's not cool, man. That's not cool.
I agree with you. It was a the way you said it was disgusting. I agree with you. What? So I did. The way he said it was wrong. I'll agree with you on that one. Saying that a girl broke my record. Okay, Mia Hamm broke Pele's goal record in the World Cup. Did Pele get mad at it? No, Pele took her out to a steak dinner when she did it.
Oh really? I actually did not know that.
Pele was there at the World Cup when Mia Hamm broke his record, and they went out to dinner, and Pele took the whole check. It was just when Alex Morgan broke Mia Hamm's record, or Amy Wambach, whichever one of them did it, was Mia Hamm said, "Oh no, no, no! She should have done that because of who she." Oh no, she was happy as hell. She said, "Okay, whatever." They hugged it out. They said, "Okay, cool. It's yours now. Run with it."
I mean.
The next woman, when they break it, okay, cool.
Exactly.
He did it the wrong way.
At the end of the day, I don't see what is there to be upset about. I mean, Asuka is a fantastic worker. Asuka is a success even outside the ring. I mean, she owns a beauty salon in Japan.
Yes, she does.
I believe she's got another business venture. I think she's about to have. I read it somewhere, but I forgot. I mean, you know, I'm telling you, one of the best things about Asuka outside of the ring is, man, she owns over 300 video games. She owns like over two dozen systems. I mean, she used to be a video game journalist, actually. I believe she was a Microsoft, a freelance Microsoft blogger.
She's very big in her home country, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. How many athletes have been big in their own country? I think Pele was huge in Brazil when he was alive. The biggest name in Canada is Gretzky. Then recently we just learned...
always going to be.
We just learned in AEW the biggest name in England when it comes to wrestling is the British Bulldog. Okay, cool.
Right.
Nothing wrong.
See, of course, in the U.S., Michael Jordan, always going to be the GOAT.
Yes. I'm not a fan of him, a Knicks fan myself, but yes, I agree with you on that one. Football, probably Montana will always be one of the biggest names. We don't mention that punk out of New England. Sorry. I don't mention that punk out of New England. I'm sorry.
But I'm going to ask you, Mark, as far as wrestling ability, who's better, Asuka or Goldberg?
No, definitely Asuka. It's not even close.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate why?
Okay, like we said, Goldberg can't do a 15-minute, 20-minute match. Asuka can. Asuka suplexes. She does the aerial things. She does wrestling moves. Goldberg was just smash mouth. Hit you once, hit you twice, spear, jackhammer, back in the locker room in 7 minutes, taking a shower, going home.
And that match with Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series 2016, that explained it. And I'm glad, and that's why I asked you to elaborate again, because I needed you to make that clear about how the matches go. And we're talking about prime Goldberg, too. We're not talking about Goldberg, who came back in 2016. And again, Mark was watching wrestling at the time, y'all. Mark remembers it.
Oh, yeah, even prime Goldberg had some, he had some 12, 15-minute matches in WCW. But against Saturday, had a good one. Against, I think, Bash the Beach, Kurt Hennig, he had a good one. So he could go, but was he a phenomenal, over-the-top wrestler like Bret Hart? No. No. Was he like Asuka, who can have a half-an-hour match and not and ask for more? He can't do that. Am I a fan of Goldberg? Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But at the same time, you have to admire the work of Asuka because she's just incredible. She can wrestle a broomstick and make it look good. Goldberg can't do that.
It's not only her wrestling ability, but you got to talk about character and gimmick. I mean, Asuka, that's Asuka by a freaking landslide. Let's be honest, did Goldberg ever really have a character?
No, his character. This character looks Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm gonna come and kick your ass and go home. But Austin, until he hurt his neck, was a technical wrestler. Goldberg was never a technical wrestler at any point in his career. At least not the mic.
I don't even know what style. I mean, should we say brawler or something like that?
Smash Mouth is more.
Okay, yeah. Asuka's a combination of several. Asuka's martial arts, technical, submission. You know, she's trained in the legitimate art of Japanese strong style.
What we call a ringmaster. Ring general.
Imagine if you and I, if Asuka opened a wrestling school and you and I were to go there, you can bet she once we graduate, we won't be the same guys. We'll be tough. If we make it through.
There were very, very few. I had a Japanese sensei for years. He rest in peace. He died when I was very young. I miss him. He was like a second father to me. But he was very tough on me because he wanted us to be the best. So I've trained with Japanese people before. My sensei was Japanese. I had after him. I had a Japanese trainer when I was lifting weights to get stronger for hockey. They are tough. They're legitimately tough people because they do not give up a fight. But Goldberg was just smash mouth. I'm going to drop you on your head. I'm going to go take a shower. I'm not going to hang in the locker room. I'm going to go get myself a beer. Asuka is known to hang out in the locker room afterwards. She's known to be with her friends. She's known to hang out with Bailey and EO and whoever else is on, whoever else she's friends with back there. She's known to hang around and talk to the girls. Whatever the hell they do in their locker room.
And of course, she's all about teaching as well, as you know, like that. So, I mean, you can tell when she works with other the great workers, you can tell they're both following each other's lead, like with Asuka. Like,
oh, yeah.
there's that chemistry.
Goldberg's chemistry was, I'm going to kill you right now. But people loved him.
He was a draw. You can't deny that. He did draw.
But it was a different time. It was a much different time in the 90s, in the late 90s when he came in.
It's kind of like he's the superhero taking it on against the empire of villains. It's kind of like, you know, it's like back then you had the Justice Friends, and I think the villains were known as the Legion of Doom. It's like, wait, no, not Justice Friends, the Super Friends. It's like he's the only super friend, and he's taken on the entire Legion of Doom. Sting. So there's two of them, technically.
Well, there's actually three in Luger, but then they both turned into the NWO. But the fact is very simple. Goldberg was the X-Men taking on, with one X-Men, taking on everybody else. Taking on Apocalypse, taking on Magneto. That's who Goldberg was. He was that superhero.
The Blob.
Yeah.
Who would be the Blob? The Giant, maybe?
Yeah, him. But Asuka is the one that people want to see when they come to watch a wrestling match. God, I'm sorry.
Because I'm glad how you say that. I mean, and not just in terms of women's wrestling, but wrestling. I mean, I'm telling you, imagine if back then, like in Japan, seeing her going against the dude. Oh, to see that. I mean, okay. In the future, Asuka versus Minoru Suzuki, one-on-one.
Oh, what about the jury?
Even though in Japan, it's more strong style, there's more shoot. Like, even though it's scripted still, they go a little bit harder. They go a little bit, like, more than they do in WWE.
They go much harder. They really do.
I mean, you know those chops that Gunther does?
Yeah.
Yeah, Asuka would not be afraid to take those. She probably say, come on, is that all you got?
Oh, she probably would.
She does not do anything. Asuka is a fearless warrior.
That's because she's...
No, a fearless empress. I'm sorry. She's not... She is the empress.
She's the empress of tomorrow. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So the difference is to wrap this up, because you're starting to freeze a little bit. Goldberg was wrong for what he said, wrong for how he said it, but at the same time, he was an entertainer, he was Smash Mouth, and he drew a lot of money. But on the flip side of the coin, Asuka's record we know is legit. We know that right off the top. We don't know if Goldberg is or not. I don't know. You don't know. Probably Bischoff doesn't know, or whatever the hell his name is. Okay. We don't know. We don't know if the Lily. I'm sorry. I hate his thoughts. I really do. We don't know if it's legitimate or not. We know Asuka's is. We know Asuka can go a half an hour. Goldberg can't do that. So for him to say the things he did was wrong, again, we're in the same minority group. We always were. We were born into it. But you can't say that because she's a girl and because she's Japanese that it's not right. Dude, think about who you are. Think about what we went through. Especially around this time of the year when Purim and Hanukkah, when Purim and Passover pop up. Wrong time to say it, bruh. Mm-hmm. Wrong time.
Well said, yep. Look, and as I said, and I hope I'm not freezing again. I hope I'm fine. Look,
fine now.
See, it's not like Asuka even asked or demanded to have that streak. She did as she was told, all right? So at the same time, you can't hold that against her either.
Goldberg was told the same way. Go kill this
exactly.
guy.
Exactly. See, just like people were mad that Goldberg became Universal Champion in 2017, it's not like Goldberg asked for it. Vince wanted to do it, so Goldberg basically did his job, got his pay, and that's it. Now, do I agree with Goldberg beating Kevin Owens for the title and then Brock Lesnar winning it at WrestleMania 33? No, I think that's the dumbest thing. I think because of the fact that Jericho was originally going to win the Universal title, I think that would have been the best thing ever. I may be biased because Jericho has been my childhood hero for a long time. Okay, well, he's still my hero. I should say he's been my favorite wrestler for a long time.
Okay.
But I think Jericho beating Owens for the title, that's a better main event. It's definitely a better main event than Roman beating The Undertaker, I'll tell you that.
I think Kevin should have the belt a little bit longer, but that's for a different topic. But do I agree with him getting the belt in 2017? I was happy about it because he's Goldberg. Did I agree with the decision? I thought it was a little silly. I'll agree with you. They like Owens dropping to Brock Lesnar. Not on your life, because I'm not a Brock Lesnar fan. I never have been. I'm more, when it comes down to that, I just turn the TV off because I can't stand the man. He's not safe, and he's a pain, and he's just boring to me. But again, okay, we've made some mistakes along the line. But can Goldberg go half an hour? No.
So yeah, that's it. So really, you know, can't take anything away from Asuka. Take it away from Goldberg, whether or not I agree with Goldberg, it's not that. I mean, it's just the way he phrased it, the words he used, and an attempt to bury Asuka. It's not cool, man.
He's not going to bury Asuka, first of all. But second of all, as we said time and time again, he was wrong. Being the fact that who he is and what his background is in particular, because, again, I'm from the same minority. You can't say that when you're who we are. It doesn't look right. It looks horrible. And to me personally, that's what it was. It was a mistake, and will he apologize for it? I doubt it. When he realized what he said, hopefully he will, but that's between him and his brain cells and Asuka.
Right. I really doubt Asuka even cares. Asuka's probably got more important things on her mind than what Goldberg thinks. I mean, at the end of the day, that would be my advice to her. Don't worry about what Goldberg said. It's his opinion. He's entitled to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he should have been more gentleman about it.
Exactly. And if Goldberg said that just to, you know, whatever, you know, just to get more views on whatever show he was on, fine. That's a very Jim Cornette thing to do, but yeah.
Or Bobby the Brain Heenan, may he rest in peace.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah. But Goldberg, Asuka broke your streak because that's what Direction wanted her to do. It's not like she demanded it. It's just like you said, Goldberg didn't ask for the streak back then, too. So.
Nope.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very, very much for tuning in to this episode of Ringside Chaos. You can find Ringside Chaos anywhere you get your podcast. So here's what Mark and I need you to do. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so we know for sure that you won't be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Mark, once again, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, and we'll see y'all next time.
Yep.